Good morning and welcome to A Public Affair on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm your host today, Christian Garibay. On today's program, we will rebroadcast an online candidate forum that was held for the primary candidates running for Boulder County Sheriff. The candidates are Boulder County Sheriff Division Chief Curtis Johnson and Louisville Police Chief David Hayes. The forum was hosted earlier this month on June 9th by the Boulder County League of Women Voters and was moderated by League of Women Voters member Josephine Porter.
Welcome to the Boulder County Sheriff's Democratic Primary Forum, sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Boulder County. My name is Josephine Porter, and I am a proud member of the League, and I'm pleased to serve as your moderator for tonight's forum. The League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan political organization. For 100 years, we have encouraged informed and active participation in government and influenced public policy through education and advocacy. To remain nonpartisan, the League never supports or opposes political candidates or parties. We are pleased tonight to have as our Spanish language interpreters, Rosabel Rice and Kelly Music. The Sheriff of Boulder County is elected at large to serve a four-year term. The June 28, 2022 Boulder County primary election ballot includes two Democratic candidates for Boulder County Sheriff. No Republican candidates are on the primary ballot. The format for tonight's forum will be as follows. Each candidate will have 1 minute for an opening statement. We will then ask the candidates as many questions as time permits. Questions have been reviewed by our League of Women Voters volunteer screeners and will be addressed to all candidates. For most questions, each candidate will have up to 1 minute. However, I may expand the time to answer depending on the question. I will announce if the time has been increased from 1 minute. Our Zoom timer will help you stay on track. Our timer is Emma Peeler. We will finish with 2 minute closing statements. Now to the opening statements and questions. Please watch for the timekeeper's signal at the different marks that we discussed earlier. For the opening statements, we will begin with candidate Johnson.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for having me. My name is Curtis Johnson. I'm a candidate for sheriff in Boulder County. I've spent the last 29 years of my life in public safety working in Boulder County. I spent over 27 years at the Boulder Police Department and rose to the rank of deputy chief of police. And I left last year to go to work for Joe Pelley at the sheriff's office, where I'm currently a division chief. I was born and raised in Boulder. I'm a product of the Boulder Valley School District. I have a Bachelor of Arts in Politics from the University of Puget Sound and a master's degree in public administration from the American University in Washington, DC. I'm married, been married to my wife for 29 years. We have two adult children who both live in Longmont and both work in education. And again, I appreciate the opportunity to be here tonight, and I look forward to answering your questions. Thanks.
Candidate Hayes.
Good afternoon, or good evening, everybody. My name is Dave Hayes. I'm also a candidate for Boulder County Sheriff. I'm currently the police chief in Louisville, where I've been the chief since 2014. Previous to that, I also served in the Boulder Police Department for about 36 years, retiring also as deputy chief of police. In Louisville, as you know, we've had lots of things going on, in particular the Marshall Fire that occurred at the end of December of last year. So we're continuing to work through that. A little bit about myself. I also have two children, both daughters. Both were raised in Louisville and now are out and about and on their own. I have an undergraduate degree from Metropolitan State College with a double major both in criminal justice and also in political science. Three of the things that we do very well in the Louisville Police Department is we certainly treat everyone. We practice constitutional policing. We protect the rights of everyone. We make things better than we found them. And we also investigate beyond the obvious.
For our first question, we will begin with candidate Hayes. What policies or practices do you feel could be improved upon in order to help the sheriff's office function effectively and efficiently?
I think just on first blush would be, is I think there needs to be some change in culture at the sheriff's office now. There's been a number of incidents over the last couple of years that are of concerning. We had individuals that were, in essence, tortured with a taser in the jail, people that were in restraints in the jail. And then we also had two deputies involved in the care of a young man that they had picked up for an alcohol hold, and that young man eventually died. So I think it's an overall policy, it's an overall culture question. And while it's true that the sheriff's office did address those things after they occurred, they never should have happened. So I think it's a realization that we need to practice constitutional policing. And it's a conversation that I would have as the sheriff with each and every employee of the sheriff's department talking about that those issues.
Candidate Johnson.
Thanks. So I've had the privilege of working at the sheriff's office for the last 12 or 14 months now. And as someone who came from the outside and is now looking at the organization as an insider, one of the areas that I would like to address and change policy and procedure wise is the manner in which we handle complaints, process complaints, and investigate complaints. Currently, the sheriff's office doesn't have enough people dedicated to complaint processing, thoroughly reviewing complaints against our employees and the outcomes of those complaints. And I think we need to do a better job of making sure that we are living up to our community's expectations, that we are addressing their complaints and concerns with our performance, and that we're collecting data on how our employees are acting so that as we see patterns and problems develop, we can address them quickly. Thanks.
Okay, and this we'll start with candidate Johnson. We've just talked about policies and practices that you think could be improved upon. This community member would like to, if you had a choice to make one change in the sheriff's office, what would be the most important change that you feel is would be necessary?
So I think to address that, there are a number of things in my mind that I would like to look at changing. But I think one of the most critical needs at the sheriff's office right now is appropriate supervision in the jail. Currently, there are not enough supervisors in the jail to have a reasonable span of control for the number of employees that work in the jail. And supervision is critically important to making sure that our employees are following the rules and the policies in the jail setting, and also are setting an example for employees as supervisors and making sure that we have accountability with our employees in the jail. This is something that we've looked at, but we haven't had funding for recently, but that I would advocate for, because a span of control should be no more than 6 or 8 people being supervised by one person. And we need more command staff and first line supervisors to make sure that we're following our own rules and treating people respectfully and appropriately in the jail setting. Thanks.
Candidate Hayes.
I think while I certainly agree with Kurt on what he just said about the jail, I think the next priority or the priority for me would be our communication center. Same problem with staffing and supervision. One of the first things that I plan on changing is how we dispatch fire equipment to fire calls. It's kind of the same thing every time, regardless of the weather, regardless of the wind, we're sending the same fire equipment, whether it's in the dead of winter with snow on the ground or dry weather with 110 mile an hour wind. We need to listen to our fire chiefs and how they want to be dispatched, and they need to carry the day.
The next question, and we're going to be 90 seconds, so you'll have a 30 second and a 15 second warning when before your time is up. And we're going to move on to disaster crisis response. The questioner prefaces this question respectfully by acknowledging that both candidates lost their homes in the fire. And for that, we're very, very sorry. And both were working the disaster when they knew their homes and neighborhoods were being lost. So everyone, we all thank you for what you've done. The question is, many residents lost their homes in the Marshall Fire, and many that lost their homes were upset that timely evacuations were not ordered for their neighborhoods to get them out of harm's way quickly enough during the Marshall Fire. With the help of hindsight, what do you think could have been done differently that day to get people out of harm's way more quickly? And we'll begin with candidate Hayes.
Well, first, thank you for acknowledging that Kurt and I and 1,085 others lost our home in the fire. I think we definitely need to make some improvement to our emergency citizen notification system. We were all caught by the fire. Nobody realized that was going to happen, certainly. The system can always be improved on. Right now, it's contingent upon either signing up for it or having the landline and being able to listen to the phone, knowing that you were going to get the message. So I think that's number one. We are in a process of working on that now. What goes part and parcel to that we have not done yet that we're also working on is designing polygons for our communities that help with that. How do we, once there is a notification, how do you get folks out of their neighborhoods? What's the best way to do that? What's the best roadway? I think we also need to work on using our sirens. Traditionally, we've only used the sirens for floods. But I think in this disastrous of a fire, what we saw coming out of the mountains was something that we really should have probably thrown more at it at the same time. But with that said, I want to be real clear, because we just had a meeting about this today, that our police officers and our firefighters in this county, as they typically do, they ran towards danger. They came from home, they came from other jurisdictions, and they came to help. We are fortunate also that this fire occurred in daylight hours, not at 3 o'clock in the morning. So, and I guess to get back to the question in terms of what else we could have done, again, it's going to be perspective. We need to improve our citizen notification system. We need to tell people how to get out of their neighborhoods. And it still is that problem of we can't evacuate everybody at once. Too many cars, not enough road. So again, I'm thankful that we didn't have any more loss of life than we did, but we are absolutely going to improve on our response.
Thank you. Candidate Johnson.
Yeah, obviously, all of us in public safety in Boulder County have been meeting frequently and regularly to address issues and concerns and learn from the Marshall Fire. I too would echo, I appreciate the acknowledgement that Dave and I lost our homes. It's been a challenging 6 months for us. In hindsight, I think we had spent a lot of our time and energy focusing on the mountain communities and the areas west of Boulder that were traditionally prone to wildfire. And a lot of systems that were put in place were built around where we knew wildfires occurred. And the Marshall Fire changed that perspective dramatically, because even as one of the scientists said in the meeting we were at today, nobody expected that this type of fire could happen in our community. And we now know that our entire county is vulnerable. There are a number of projects going on. We've already implemented wireless emergency alerts. In hindsight, had we done that a year ago or even 6 months ago, that may have helped, but it also has its own challenges. It creates other issues that we need to continue to work on. We are in process of improving a lot of systems and preparing and planning to make sure that our entire county community is safe and that we meet the community's expectations with regards to emergency alerts, evacuation warnings, and getting people safely out of harm's way so that we aren't overflowing the roads and creating more issues by evacuating too many people. Thanks.
And this question will start with candidate Johnson. And this is basically a follow-up to the question we just asked. Specifically, would you be planning any reforms to the sheriff's, to the Boulder County Sheriff's Department to make the community more ready for Marshall type fires? So what specific reforms would you think of implementing within the sheriff's department?
Yeah, so within the sheriff's office, we have the Office of Disaster Management, which really is a huge piece of our preparedness work. And we're already making efforts and trying to create staffing to do greater preparedness work throughout the county. Again, we focused energy on the mountain parts of our community, and we now know we need to focus that energy throughout the entire county. For me, I'd like a countywide collaborative effort. Currently, the City of Boulder and Boulder County, unincorporated Boulder County, partner in the Office of Disaster Management. The other municipalities do not. And I would like an opportunity to bring all of the communities together under one roof, under one coordinated opportunity to provide preparedness work, public information, and make sure that we're messaging our community and making sure that they're ready for the next disaster that strikes in Boulder County, whether that be a fire or a flood or what other disaster the climate may throw at us in the near future. There's a lot of preparedness work to be done. And I look forward to the challenge. I didn't realize this was going to be a 90-second.
It's a minute.
Response.
It's a minute. So we'll go with that.
Okay.
Give you
very
another.
Good.
Okay. Just give it a wrap. Thank you.
I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kennedy Hayes.
First, I want to offer a little bit of a correction to what Kurt said. The city of Louisville, and I think the city of Lafayette, also belong to the Boulder Office of Emergency Management that went through our city council a couple of years ago. So I don't know that we're a paying partner, but we're certainly part of that. But at the same time, I agree that we should be doing this collectively and collaboratively, and collaboratively being the operative word. I think we also need to engage our civic organizations to help with this message. There's not enough deputies in Boulder County. There's not enough sheriff staff or emergency management staff to get that message. So I think what we'll probably establish as the sheriff is kind of a train the trainer group. Here's the plan. Here's how you get registered. Here's how we message this to our community. And then we send out ambassadors from the sheriff's office to hit all of our organizations, all of our neighborhoods, all of our schools. And again, making it a collective collaborative effort, not only from the law enforcement and fire agencies, but also the civic groups and other folks that we may engage to help with that effort. It is clearly a community concern. We have everybody's attention.
Along this line, and we'll start with candidate Hayes, can you share your approach? Everybody approaches crisis differently. And can you share your approach to crisis, how you respond, and what past experiences do you think prepare you to handle the emergencies that come up as Boulder County Sheriff?
Well, this, certainly my approach is calmly and quickly, sometimes depending on what the crisis is. My experience has been fires, floods, again, working riots in the city of Boulder, the most recent flood in 2013, and the most recently the Marshall Fire. You have to put your personal needs aside. And in this particular case, I was already at work. So we began evacuating our neighborhoods, began planning for the future. At some point, the foliage around the Louisville Police Building was on fire. So we knew we had to abandon our police station and quickly figured out an area that we were going to meet. And we're already at that point, you need to start thinking about the next operational period. What does your staffing look like? Are all of your employees okay? And again, it's sometimes quickly, but it is also a process that you have to go through. And what's important as a leader, especially as the sheriff or as a police chief currently that I am, is that people have to see that calm approach, and that's kind of that calm, methodical approach to things.
Thank you. Candidate Johnson.
When I left the Boulder Police Department a little over a year ago, at my retirement ceremony, one of my employees told me, several of my employees told me, that the one thing that they would miss most about me was that I was always calm under pressure. Having spent my very first experience with fire was in 1989 at the Black Tiger Fire in Sugarloaf when I was a cadet with the sheriff's office. I too have worked through other fires, the floods that impacted Boulder County in 2013. I led a SWAT team at the Boulder Police Department. I worked in a number of crisis, highly stressful, challenging environments. And for me, it comes down to maintaining your calm and your presence, setting an example for the people that are working around you, knowing that you are calm under pressure, and having good decision-making skills and being able to make quick and important decisions under pressure, knowing that the impacts of those decisions could be life-threatening. So for me, it's about my presence and my ability to remain calm under pressure. Thanks.
The next question, and we'll begin with candidate Johnson, will be 1 minute. Mental health co-responder programs are increasing in popularity and receiving positive results. What would you do as sheriff to support better options for people who are experiencing mental health crisis, not criminal activity?
Yeah, so I think everyone who's familiar with the criminal justice system in Boulder County and with policing in Boulder County knows that we encounter people who are in mental health crisis all the time. It's a significant amount of the number of calls that we respond to. And our co-responder program through the sheriff's office is currently doubling in size, and we're expanding capability and resources. The challenge is we currently don't have enough staffing, enough funding, and enough support to run those services 24 hours a day. And sometimes when we need them the most, we don't have people on duty. So what I'd like to do is continue to expand that program. Also, look at opportunities to further move policing away from people in mental health crisis and really let the experts, the mental health clinicians, engage and address the issues that are non-criminal, but that are people in crisis who need help. And to the degree that we can do that and continue to expand the program, there's great value for the criminal justice system, and there's great value for people working in policing to get the experts involved, not just police officers. Thanks.
Candidate Hayes.
Yeah, thank you. In the city of Lewisville, we've had a co-responder model for the last few years. It's a program that I started, that I oversee. It's absolutely important, given that in our communities, we have men, women, and children that are suffering from mental health issues or concerns or crisis. Most of those calls that you're correct or do not involve law enforcement or do not involve criminal activity, but they need help nonetheless. But there's also a shortage, like there is a shortage of police officers. There's also a shortage of mental health clinicians. So one of the things that the Chiefs Association in Colorado has been dealing with, been talking with the Attorney General, is maybe we need a workforce program. We need a job corps or something like that to get people interested in those positions, in those clinician positions. And we also need to get experts in the room. That's not traditionally an expertise that police have. So one of the things I would do as the sheriff is we need to bring our mental health practitioners and mental health center and others into a room and figure out kind of how do we move forward.
Thank you. The next question will begin with candidate Hayes. And you all have alluded to this from the past question, but most first responder agencies are suffering from lack of adequate staff and from stress and burnout. If elected, what would you do to support existing staff and officers and recruit new qualified staff?
Great. And I start first?
Yes, 1 minute.
Thank you. Yes, first and foremost, I'm a believer that our workforce should match our community, should match the demographics of our community. So we are going to have a diverse workforce. In terms of mental health, one of the things that we've dealt with, as you know, in the last few years is fire, and it seems like crisis after crisis, including the King Soopers tragedy. So in our department, we have availability of a police psychologist 24/7, where our staff can go and or their family members can go and talk with the psychologist. After the King Soopers shooting that we had officers also respond to, we brought in police psychologists for them to talk to, both on the day or two after occurrence, but also the day and the day following the services for Officer Talley. We need to continue to support our staff and make sure that that they feel like they are supported and the community supports them.
Thank you. Candidate Johnson.
Thanks. So at the Sheriff's Office currently, there are programs in place to help and support our employees. Those include both a peer support program, an employee assistance program, and the availability of a police psychologist to our employees that's funded through a grant and allows them to seek help and support when they need it. We also recently deployed an app that our employees can use to reach those services, which will refer them to them. And it helps us gather nondescript, non-identified data on how our employees are doing, which helps us gauge the health and mental well-being of our workforce. So I would look to not only improve upon those and continue those programs, but also set an example as someone who recently needed help myself after the fire, a stressful time. I'm not afraid to admit that having someone to talk to was important for me. As far as recruiting qualified people, I think we have a lot of work to do. It's a challenge to bring people into Boulder County and to work for us. So my time is up. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And you do, I remind you all, you have 2 minutes for your closing statement. So if you want to add some stuff then, we appreciate it.
For listeners just now joining us, what you are hearing is a rebroadcast of an online candidate forum that took place earlier this month for the primary candidates running for Boulder County Sheriff. The forum was hosted by the Boulder County League of Women Voters. The candidates speaking are Boulder County Sheriff Division Chief Curtis Johnson and Lewisville Police Chief David Hayes. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm your host for today, Christian Garibay.
Okay, for this one, I'm going to actually give you 2 minutes because we're going to have some time because this is, I think, another major issue in Boulder County. And we'll begin with candidate Johnson and crime. Crime is the issue. Crime is on the rise across Boulder County in both urban and rural communities. What do you understand are the root causes of this increase? And how do you think the sheriff's office can be more responsive? And 2 minutes, so we'll give you a 30-second warning, 15 and stop. Thank you.
Thank you. So crime has been a challenge, especially over the last 2 years. Part of this has really been a result of how the criminal justice system is reacting to the pandemic and the challenges that we face trying to both keep a jail population safe and healthy while balancing community crime concerns and how people are frequently getting out of jail very quickly and going back and reoffending in our communities. And it is a tremendous challenge that's going to take some time for us to recover from. So just by way of example, our jail traditionally holds at a maximum 540 people. During the height of the pandemic, restrictions had to be put in place to keep people safe. And the success of that keeping people safe is that nobody died from COVID in the Boulder County Jail, nor were we sued by the ACLU or other organizations because of the way we were treating people in the Boulder County Jail. The downside of that is we could not take everyone into the jail that had committed a crime in Boulder County, in all of the communities in Boulder County, which left them on the street, oftentimes with a ticket in their hand. And there was a lack of accountability for many of those crimes that were occurring. I think where we need to focus right now is resetting the criminal justice system and getting it working again. The jails currently has about 85% of its population are people still awaiting trial. That is way out of balance from where it used to be. Typically, it's more like 60%. And so addressing how we are holding people accountable for their criminal behavior and making sure that the criminal justice system is following through on those behaviors. What I'd like to do is make sure that we're preventing other crimes from occurring by holding people accountable and making sure that they're not able to go right back out into our community, reoffend and create additional victims, which is really the root of the problem that we are facing right now. Thanks.
We're going to go to Kennedy Hayes, please.
Thank you. So first, in regards to crime, I think as a sheriff's office, we have an obligation to try and prevent crime first. So we are going to spend more time now than the currently being done at the sheriff's office in terms of preventing crime from occurring, also preventing the opportunity for people to commit crimes. That's where we have to start. And in terms of the criminal justice system is to some degree at a standstill given the COVID restrictions in the jail. What that has meant is that we've not only not held people accountable, but we've also got, when we don't have a defendant and there's no penalty, if you will, or no repercussions for not going to court, we've also prevented people from being victims. And what I mean by that is that if the person fails to appear, then can't be arrested, then nothing moves forward in the criminal justice system. So in terms of restitution or ability to address the court, we've taken that right away from victims. So moving forward, when we talk with the court, and that would be my intention, is that we are going to get everybody in the room, the judges, the DA's office, the sheriff, the law enforcement officials, how do we best move this system forward to ensure there's some accountability? One of the things that I've asked the sheriff to do over the last couple of years is, at the very least, let's get folks in for a revised bond condition in terms of having them order into treatment or have them at least see a judge. The answer has been no, a resounding no. So we have people that are languishing in our community that aren't being held accountable, and it continues to exacerbate itself. Crime is up in Boulder County. It's up in Louisville, particularly in terms of the state. We're number one in auto theft. We're number one in bank robberies in the whole United States. That's not on a per capita basis. That's just, we are number one. Those are two distinctions that we don't want. We need to hold people accountable and make sure that we're treating our folks in our custody fairly and appropriately.
Okay. The next question will begin with Candidate Hayes. This is on gun safety. And the questioner asked, and I'm going to give you guys 90 seconds on this because I think people are this is a very, very contemporary topic. What experience do you have interacting with other elected officials, community agencies, and institutions on the issues of gun safety, active shooter protocols, et cetera? And if you could just discuss the general topic of gun safety as well.
Okay, I'll start with active shooters because that's been a controversy in the last few weeks from the great state of Texas. After Columbine, we all learned that we were going to start training in rapid emergency deployment. So whether it's one officer or three officers that would report to an active shooter at a school or at a business, we all know that's what we signed up for. Our job is to go and stop the shooter. So I can't explain what happened in Texas, but it's something that would not happen here. We are going to go in and stop the active shooter. In terms of conversation with officials about guns, as you know, a number of our communities in Boulder County have done ordinances in the last few weeks, and particularly in Lewisville, it was this week. We need to talk about who can have an automatic weapon and who can't. And I think our ordinance in Lewisville is going to take care of that. Background checks, some additional waiting periods. Maybe we should even be considering a background check to purchase ammunition. I'm supportive of that. I came out in support of our council. They were moving towards that direction, and that was even before the Texas shooting. We have to do something that's not getting done in Washington. Our legislative session at the state level is already over with for the year, and we owe it to those children. We lost a whole generation of kids in that shooting in Texas, and we owe it to them to do something.
Candidate Johnson.
Thanks. With regards to active shooter protocols, as my opponent mentioned, I think the King Supers is a better example of how we respond in Boulder County. We all train the same. We all train together. And in that case, although we lost the life of a police officer, police officers and sheriff's deputies raced into action and stopped people from getting killed. And that's our mission, that's our responsibility, and that's how we train. With regards to guns in general and gun safety and working with legislators and other groups, I've been endorsed by Colorado Ceasefire because of my position on guns and the positions that I've taken on how we need to better work on addressing gun violence throughout our county, throughout the state, and throughout the country. As well, I've already worked hard to build relationships with legislators in the Colorado State Legislature. If you consider the people that have endorsed me, Steve Finberg, Judy Amabile, Edie Hooten, Karen McCormick, those are all people that I've already built relationships with and that I look forward to working with in the legislature. As a Democrat sheriff in Boulder County, and when we have a state legislature that is primarily led by people in Boulder County, it's important to be that active voice at the legislature, advocating for laws to keep people safe. And I had the experience of working at Boulder Police in 2018 when we passed the first round of gun ordinances. And I supported them then, and I'm glad that our communities are stepping up and taking action when other legislation and at the state and federal level hasn't gotten done. Thanks.
And we'll begin this question with candidate Johnson. This is about the jails, and you all have alluded to them throughout the forum. We're going to give you 2 minutes because I think this is an issue that all of Boulder County is concerned about. What types of programs offered at the Boulder County Jail do you feel are most important to helping inmates successfully re-enter the community? What do you and what other ideas do you have for helping people in the jail system to get services and assistance they need? And what programs and what would you do to help reform the jail?
So I have a profound respect for the work that goes on in the jail. My office looks out on it. I see it every day. I'm there all the time. And it is a challenging environment, both for the employees and for the people who are in the jail. We have a first big challenge in the jail of people who are mentally ill. On any given day, 60 to 70% of the people who are in our jail have mental health concerns, challenges that need to be addressed. And for some of them, the jail is not the right setting for them to receive the help and treatment that they need. And so I've been working with and talking with legislator Judy Amabile, who is passionate about mental health and who wants to find alternatives. She was very successful in her legislative work this year to try to find additional beds for people who are suffering from mental illness and could be relocated from the jail setting to a better facility for them to receive the treatment they need. In the near future, as far as programs and reducing recidivism and finding opportunities for people to succeed after they're done in jail, we'll be breaking ground later this year on the alternative sentencing facility, which was passed by voters just a few years ago. That facility will allow us to expand community corrections programming and work release programming and provide more intensive individualized services to people so that as they are transitioning out of the jail setting after serving their sentence, they will have the opportunity to better maintain connections in the community, have stability of employment, and we will then help find them and stabilize them with housing as they transition out of the jail. The best things that we can do to support people getting out of jail is make sure that we can help them, and we have programs already in place that will assist with finding housing, finding employment, and helping people land on their feet so that they aren't going to recommit crimes or end up back in our jail system. Thanks.
Candidate Hayes.
Thank you. So we know our state prison gets an F. We currently have about 15,000 people in our state prison. There's no more room at the end. They have other facilities they could move inmates into, but don't have the staffing. They're short about 1,000 jail guards in the state prison system. So we're going to have to rely on or need to really focus on what we can do for people in Boulder County, transitioning people. We don't want people to reoffend, because in reoffending, that means that there's additional people that are victimized. So what that means is for the people in our jail that we're providing 24-hour care for, we're providing medical, dental, mental health care, they are under our charge, they're under our responsibility. We need to make sure that their day-to-day care and that they're kept safe in the jail, but also that when it is time for them to leave the jail, that they transition out, there's a reentry back into the community. Part of that reentry means that we've got to do some job skills, we've got to provide education, maybe even provide some college course level work for folks that want to take that opportunity. We have to prepare them for the future. And again, by preparing them for the future means that our community is going to be more safe. In terms of mental health, it is a mental health crisis because we have so many people that are suffering from mental health issues. But again, as I mentioned previously, we do have a shortage of mental health workers or mental health clinicians. So we've also got to address that problem. We need to make sure that we get more people are interested in that. Maybe it's a high school recruitment. Maybe it's even before high school, but we need more people to help with that. It's one thing to say that we're going to offer the service. It's another thing to actually have clinicians that can provide that. In addition, we also know we've got a huge drug problem in this country and in the state, and we need to get that addressed as well. We continue to work with the state legislature on fentanyl issues. This past week, I was at the Denver Fentanyl Conference, and that believe you me, that drug is dangerous and it's deadly.
The next question, and we'll begin with candidate Hayes, and we're gonna, I know it's getting confusing for you all, but I wanna try and give the community as much insight into your thoughts on these subjects. So we're gonna expand this to 90 seconds as well. And again, starting with candidate Hayes, this is on racial equity. What are your thoughts about the county's current racial equity plans? What would you do to avoid racial bias in county law enforcement?
Well, I'm sure the sheriff's office is the same that we're doing in the city of Lewisville. We are addressing that. We're addressing that implicit bias. We know that we all have biases. So both part of our city of Lewisville training and training that's offered for our police, additional training for our police officers that's sponsored or approved by POST, we need to address those. We need to have open conversations. We need to make sure that we're providing or practicing constitutional policing. And what that means is that our job and our obligation is to provide or to protect the constitutional rights of everyone. That's victims, that's witnesses, that's suspects. So we have a long way to go. We need to become more transparent in what we do. We need to continue to review the work that our officers are doing. Not that we're trying to catch them at something, but just to check in, maybe have some, have conversations. And we've, in law enforcement, we just traditionally have not had a lot of those conversations about those topics. And it's the system is going to require that, making sure again that we are constitutionally protecting the constitutional rights of all. What also helps with that is body cams. And we went to those long in Lewisville, long before the state mandate. And those are also important things. And of course, certainly transparency. We should be an open book to our community about the actions that we take.
Candidate Johnson.
Thanks. So as a relatively new hire to Boulder County, I'm quite familiar with the equity work that's being done in Boulder County. And I support the work that's being done at the commissioner level and all the way through the staff level. And to that degree, not only have we do we have countywide groups working on equity for the county organization as a whole, but within the sheriff's office, we've created a group to focus on equity in our organization and make sure that we're living up to the expectations of our community and to the mission that county commissioners have set forward for county employees. I think there's more work to be done in this area. There always will be. And we need to continue to focus on making sure that our employees understand what they bring to the table when they go to work every day. As police officers, they create a different power dynamic when interacting with people. They need to understand the history and culture of the communities that they serve so that they can be mindful when they're engaging with them of how they're perceived by the community and what they can do to minimize any negative interactions. I also would track bias in the sheriff's office. At the Boulder Police Department, we started demographic reporting long before it was required by law. So I'm very familiar with using that data to look at how our employees engage the community and making sure that we're identifying any work that is demonstrative of bias, both in the contacts that they make and the arrests that they make, and making sure that we hold people accountable and are tracking that so that we are demonstrating the best that we can be and not imposing our biases into the work that we do every day. Thanks.
Next question, we'll begin with Candidate Johnson, and you have 2 minutes again for this question. And this is our last question before we go to closing. While many this questioner has asked, while many community members may inherently trust the presence and action of law enforcement, others have felt discrimination or have had bad experiences with the sheriff's office or law enforcement officers in general. What would you do as sheriff to build and earn the trust of all community members? We'll start with Candidate Hayes. Candidate Johnson.
So I think as I have worked through this entire campaign, reaching out, meeting, talking to, and engaging people, the most important thing that we need to do as an organization, and granted, COVID threw a wrench into our ability to engage the community in many ways, but it's time for us to restart and refresh our ability and our willingness to get out into the community, to meet with people, and to build trusting relationships. And that takes a lot of work and a lot of effort, and it takes commitment from the top of the organization all the way down to the line level employees who are out working every day. So for me, part of what I would like to do is make sure that we encourage positive interaction with people in our community and with different cultures and different groups within our county community. The second piece of that is making sure that we hire a diverse workforce that's reflective of the community that we serve so that we have employees who are like other members of our community engaging with them. I also believe that we need to look at opportunities to work with and collaborate with communities that are traditionally underserved in Boulder County, making sure that we are looking out for their rights and for their interests that may be advocating for them. For example, the immigrant community, undocumented people in Boulder County often feel afraid to engage the police. And unfortunately, that leads to lost opportunities for us to make sure that people are being taken care of as potentially victims of crimes or witnesses to crimes. So building those relationships and working with groups throughout the county to make sure that they know who their sheriff is, that they can trust their sheriff and the sheriff's employees is my first priority for making sure that we're engaging communities that lack trust in the work that we do. And rebuilding that trust is a part of my mission. Thanks.
Candidate Hayes.
Certainly COVID has had an impact on this, our ability to meet with our community. One of the things that I've always prided myself on and we do in the Louisville Police Department is we make contact as much and as often as we can. We don't do very much on the telephone. We want to make sure that we have face-to-face contact with anyone in our community that needs service from us. I think that one of the things that I would do that would be important to me as the sheriff, the same as I do in Louisville, we need to be out and about in our communities. During my campaigning, I've talked to several hundred people throughout Boulder County, and tried to establish relationships, a trusting relationship. Please come in and talk to me. It starts at the top. So the sheriff, whether it be 7 days a week or seven nights a week, the sheriff has to be out and available. He also has to encourage his staff to do the same thing. We need to be interactive with our community. We can't just be driving around. We just need to be having lots of conversation. A good example or a good mentor of mine was Mike Butler, who was the police chief in Longmont. Mike Butler would go on Sunday walks, and he would go through different neighborhoods in Longmont, but in particular, maybe neighborhoods or maybe the poorer neighborhoods, if you will. And Mike would just want to go and talk on a Sunday morning and hear what's going on. So as the sheriff, my commitment is, my door is always open, and we are going to help everybody we can. And we, above all, we want to make sure that people are not afraid to contact law enforcement. We certainly don't care about somebody's immigration status, don't care about somebody's race or ethnicity, sex, sexual preference. Our job is to provide good constitutional policing to all. Our job is to help. Most of what we do in Boulder County, fortunately, is not law enforcement. Most of what we do is community service, and that's the role we should be taking.
Thank you. Now we'll move on to our closing statements, and we'll start with candidate Hayes.
Thank you.
You have 2 minutes.
Thank you. I've been a law enforcement manager since 1998. I've been the police chief in Louisville for 8+ years. I'm committed to a diverse work group. I'm a proven leader with proven accomplishments. Take a look at my website and I'll list the accomplishments that I've made. I'm a collaborative leader. We do a lot of things in Louisville. We work on a food bank. We provide services to people who can't be taken into the jail. We're currently working on a citizen notification system that we've talked about, fire dispatching. In Louisville, we established a value-based management system. We also included some culture change. I'm proposing a culture change for the sheriff's office, given some of the conduct and some of the stuff that's occurred there for the last couple of years. That's not to say that it has not been addressed after the fact. The fact of the matter is it shouldn't have occurred to begin with. I would be proud to serve as your next Boulder County Sheriff, and I'll be ready to hit the ground running in January. Finally, one of the things that was not going on in Boulder County post-fire, which occurred at the end of December, was getting our first responders together collectively, both police and fire, to talk about the fire and what we could do better. The Louisville Police Department, under my direction, and the Louisville Fire Department sponsored our first emergency summit that occurred today here in Louisville, where we brought officials, and we are going to make things better. And again, it was not happening at the county level, and under me, under my direction as the sheriff, we're going to be staying on top of these things, and we certainly won't be waiting for months to put together a group to talk about lessons learned and how we could improve. Thank you.
Candidate Johnson.
Thanks. In closing, I'd first like to thank you for hosting this and allowing us the opportunity to present ourselves to your community. I've had a very unique position in the last 15 months of being an outsider inside the sheriff's office and working under the tutelage of Sheriff Joe Pelley. As you know, this is a very important race. We've had the same sheriff in office for 20 years. And that speaks volumes to how the community feels about him and what he's accomplished over his time. And succeeding him will be no small or easy task. But I'm proud to have his support in running for sheriff. And I'm glad that I've had the opportunity to already learn the organization and figure out how an organization of 460 employees works together to accomplish the public safety needs in Boulder County. One of the areas that I didn't get to talk about with regards to recruiting and recruiting a workforce is that I'm passionate about hiring and bringing more women into policing. When I was at the Boulder Police Department, we reached a point where we had nearly 25% of our police officers, supervisors, and commanders were women. And that was important to us because it was over twice the national average. And women bring a different perspective to policing, just as we all have our own thoughts and processes. The more diverse work group we can have, whether it be by their race or by their gender, it's important to me to make sure that we are developing and hiring women in policing and then supporting them and promoting them in our organization. And it's an area that I'd like to work on. I would also invite you to take a look at my website. I am a Boulder product and I have the support of a number of important elected or recently passed elected officials in Boulder County. They support me for a reason, because of my ability to build relationships, collaborate, and get work done. I'm excited about the opportunity to be your next sheriff, I look forward to continuing to provide public safety services in my home community, and I hope I have your support come June 28th. Thanks.
On behalf of the League, I would like to thank our candidates, not only for your participation in tonight's forum, but also for your participation in the democratic process. Running for office and serving as an elected official is hard work, and we very much appreciate your efforts. I want to thank the League's candidate forum volunteers, including Jackson Moody, our technical genius running this Zoom show, Elizabeth Crow, our president, Peggy Leach for organizing the questions, and our timekeeper and voter service coordinator, Emma Pillar. And a special thanks we have to our League sponsors. That's High Plains Bank and Joanne Silverson. Thank you very much. To view this forum, please go to the League's website at lwvbc.org for the link. And finally, we want to thank the Boulder County voters for participating tonight as viewers, for submitting your questions. It's up to all of us to make sure we respect and work to protect our democratic processes. Too many people have suffered in the struggle to win these rights for us not to use them. It starts with being an informed and active voter. The League of Women Voters of Boulder County works throughout the whole year to help empower voters and defend democracy. If you want to lend your time and skills to encourage civic engagement of all people in a nonpartisan manner, please join us. All the information you need is at lwvbc.org.
And that, folks, was the online candidate forum that took place on June 9th for the Boulder County Sheriff primary candidates Curtis Johnson and David Hayes. It was moderated by League of Women Voters member Josephine Porter. This has been a public affair on KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. I'm your host, Christian Garibay. Thank you for tuning in.